Seattle Opera's production of Richard Wagner's Ring Cycle opens this weekend. The four-night epic runs about 15 hours altogether, and it has enough lust, greed, and violence to rival the best TV soap opera. The gods and goddesses of Valhalla fight over everything from the sanctity of marriage vows to possession of a golden ring. Spoiler alert, things don't end well. KUOW's Marcy Silman went backstage at a recent rehearsal to find out how Seattle Opera's technical crew puts together the cycle's grand finale, the end of the gods' world.
If Wagner's Ring Cycle was a movie, filmmakers would have the latest technology at their fingertips to conjure the devastation at the end of the last opera. Seattle Opera crews rely on some real-time stage magic to bring live audiences the same thing.
Start at the top. I think we should start with sort of the black going out, exposing the fire, the walls burning, you know, set up from that point.
That's Robert Schaub, Seattle Opera's technical director. We're sitting in an empty Macaw Hall, watching a stagehand roll in large set pieces from the wings. Bob Schaub has been with Seattle Opera for more than 20 years. He helped the artistic staff carry out its initial vision for this ring's premiere in 2005. It took years to devise everything to make a 21st century audience believe the world was ending. It was a massive project.
The ring would be, in mountain climbing terms, the Mount Everest of opera.
Most of the heavy work is done by hand. Over four nights, 52 crew members labor behind the scenes to create the illusion of Rhine maidens swimming 25 feet above the stage floor, or fire-breathing dragons or spear-wielding Valkyries. In the final scene, 10 crew members work below the stage in what's called the trap room. They load people and props onto the trap, a large industrial elevator. The trap transports singers up to the stage or it pulls them back down. The timing is extremely important. Characters have to be on stage at the right time, but the crew also has to be ready when they exit in some unusual ways.
What's going to happen first is that whole trap is going to go down. Hagen's going to fall into it. We're going to clear him very quickly, load the gods on the elevator, and then bring them up very quickly, and then lower them back down and ride that whole forest unit right over the top of them.
In real time, this takes about 3 minutes, but the crew rehearses it for hours. When the character Hagen falls backwards, he drops 6 feet below the stage onto a mattress. Two men wait to whisk the singer and the mattress off the trap to make room for the next group of singers.
We're standing by for when he falls. They seem to be a little nervous about dropping backwards onto a mat in the dark.
Property master Peter Olds has tried the drop himself, just to see what it was like. So has technical director Bob Schaub. In fact, Schaub insists the singers run through everything to make sure they understand the possible dangers.
Well, you know, whenever you open up a big hole in the middle of your stage and it's dark and there's all kinds of singers walking around and stage crew, and then, of course, you've got the flying going on. For me, it was really focused on the safety.
When the curtain goes up on opening night, Bob Schaub's work will be done. He says he watches the opera from the front of the house with the rest of the audience. Unlike the casual opera fan, though, Schaub says he's sometimes holding his breath during the tricky parts, willing the singers, the orchestra, and his crew to make it through to the end.
We've invested so much of ourselves in it that on opening night, I just don't want that to not pay off big time.
Bob Schaub and his 52 crew members don't take a bow at the end of the Ring Cycle. If they do their jobs right, you'll never see them. But as the onstage fires burn low and the final strains of music die out, rest assured the crew is high-fiving and smiling in relief down in the trap room.
You're killing me.
I'm Marcy Silman, KUOW News.